delighted to get the opportunity to talk to Panos Pavlakis at Birmingham City. Panos, I suppose, first of all, can you explain exactly what's happening at the moment with respect to the previous regime at the club?
First of all, thank you for having me here. Good to see you, Tom, finally. Yeah. I know you kept...
Badgering's the word.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Yeah. Are you from Hong Kong?
I was offered a job there once.
Yeah. Right, I mean, the easiest way to do that is just go to the website, www.hongkongexchange.hk, and click the announcements and you'll see stuff. But, I mean, seriously, I know there are quite a lot of stuff going on there. I mean, when you read all these announcements, and I believe and I assume that most of the guys, our fans, obviously, they kind of go through them. However, for me, I will try to make it very simple. Just take Birmingham out of the equation for now and think any normal company. And you hear that for the last 15 months, you see announcements about allegations, about legal actions, all this kind of messy situation amongst ex-directors or shareholders, major shareholders. And suddenly, for the last 2 months, you see only about settlements, about how was that written there? Amicable resolutions. So I think that's quite a progress. And again, it's not about Birmingham, any other company. So think about Birmingham, BITL basically, which is the mother company. When you see all these things, for me, it's a clear progress. It's a clear and obvious progress that we are getting somewhere. One thing that I could say is that, I mean, I know these are like a long announcements, but for me, if I can say something about that, is that in one of these announcements, we mentioned about the company, which is BITL, submitting a resumption proposal back in January 2016. So part of this resumption proposal was a proposed restructuring plus settlements among all the related parties. So I think we're getting there.
It's good news then.
I mean, based on what I see, yeah, it's good. Yeah. It looks a progress. It's a progress.
I call it the beginning of the end.
You can call it whatever you say, you whatever you want. But for me, it's a clear progress, as I said. And again, based on these announcements, it's about the EGM. So all these things that they describe on these announcements, they will capitalize, obviously, it's going to be all these resolutions to be voted. They will be voted on this EGM.
Does it clear the way for Trillion Asia to buy the club?
I think for TTA, obviously, I mean, if you remember, a year ago, they got the exclusivity agreement from BITL, from the receivers. So to get an exclusivity agreement means that they're interested in the listed company. And obviously, since the only asset of the company is BCFC, that means BCFC as well.
So have they give you any indication of what they're going to do?
Let's wait first for EGM and everything to happen to go to where they want to go. But talking from experience now, because I have been dealing with these guys since they provide the loan last year, so it's already on the news, putting the St. Andrews as a collateral and having the loan in place. They have been very supportive. I mean, every time I went back and I asked for something extra, I got it. I mean, a recent example is when around Christmas time, we thought, me and Gary, that we may be able to push a little bit more. So I was able to go back and get, I can say, a good amount of money as a loan budget. I mean, and I can say now, I don't want to give the exact amount, but I can tell you now that this amount of money would be unthinkable probably a couple of years ago. So it looks like that they're supportive.
So even so far, they've been very good for the club.
I think they have been very good for the club. I try to keep a very direct and open relationship with them. So I'm here, I get the feedback, I talk to the manager, I talk to my senior management team. Then from time to time, obviously, I would fly back to Hong Kong to sit down and explain the situation. Because, you know, always it's better to sit down in front of them rather than sending hundreds of emails, because at the end you get nothing. So yeah, they have been very supportive.
I suppose the next question is, would you be part of what they're doing?
I mean, for me, personally, I want to believe I will be around. I mean, we have been, I have been here 2 years now. Some really challenging and testing times, quite a turbulence, but, you know, everything looks better now. We managed to steady the ship. So, you know, for me, any other day is getting better and better.
So, and of course, over those 2 years, you've been learning. So do you want to be part of it to continue?
I mean, as I said, I went through the much tougher times. So for me now, it's kind of very straightforward. So, yeah.
You've managed to bridge a gap that was massive between the club and its fans. There was no link and no relationship between them. You've managed to bridge that gap. How important has that been?
I think that was one of the first things I noticed there when I came here. Obviously, now we live in 2015. Back then, 2014, 15, 16. So, social media. You don't have to go out and talk to someone. Just spend 1 hour on internet. You can see what's going on. So yes, for me, in any business, a toxic environment is not good, especially in the football industry. It's not good to have this kind of toxic environment with the fans, because I believe quite a few teams, obviously in Championship, League One, League Two, they have problems, you know, sometimes the ups and downs. But always you need your fans to be around, even if you have a difficult situation. It's good to have the fans. They're going to push with their own way. They're going to be supportive. So in our case, having the on and off field problems, and then on top of that, having the toxic environment, it was kind of mandatory and urgent to try to do something. So I know at the beginning, I mean, I still remember that day that I said I have a Twitter account, and our ex head of media, Andy, he freaked out. He said, "What are you doing? Be careful. Go slowly." I said, "Look, you know, I'm here. At some point they're going to see me. So if you don't do it better than later, just do it now and be open, be honest, and that's it."
I suppose really as well, you've formed a great relationship with Gary Rowett. How important will Gary Rowett be to Trillion Asia?
I think, again, with me and Gary, we have a very direct relationship. No matter how complicated the sport becomes, how many, you know, new things you have, at the end of the day, it's about a human relationship. So in my case, I have a very open, transparent, and direct relationship with Gary. Obviously, around this relationship, we have the backroom staff from Gary. I have my senior management team here. But then we have the core of people that we know what to do. We are on the same page. I mean, we have often every 6 to 8 games technical board meetings. So we discuss about previous games, upcoming games. If it's around the transfer window, we're gonna talk about potential transfer. So everything's there. We're all on the same page, as I said. So then I can go back to Hong Kong and say, look, this is what we need because of this, because of that. So at the end of the day, even, you know, for example, we gambled back in January. We spent an amount of money. At the end, we didn't manage to go closer to playoffs, but still, you know, everything is there. We can say yes, at least we try, and we had a safe gamble. So again, the TTA, they saw already with the, apart from the, obviously the money, the extra money they committed back in January, it's the commitment as a board that we saw to Gary back in December when Gary and his backroom staff signed the new contract. So obviously, of course, I want Gary to stay back then, and also, but I'm not the owner of the club. So when I say that back to BITL and TTA, they, you know, they are more than helpful, and you saw the result. So
I think your relationship, it's the most important relationship in the club, is with the person at the top and the manager. That's the most important relationship. It's vital.
It is. And for me, again, I'm not a fan of all these committees and subcommittees and all these guys working around and at the end doing nothing. Basically, at the end, living with a big conversation. It has to be a direct relationship. It has to be one figurehead from the football team, from the football department, one from our side, and then you have the board and you keep things very clear. It has to be clear, you know. It's an interesting industry, you know. As I said,
you enjoy it though, don't you? You seem like you enjoy being at Birmingham City.
Oh yeah, now I'm enjoying. I remember at the beginning it was quite challenging for me being here. Obviously, the fans didn't know about me. They just said, oh, just another guy. So I had the fans one way. Then on the other side, I had other challenges from Hong Kong. If you remember, you know, it was quite interesting time. So, you know, it's as they say here, just have a thick skin and get over it. So
this is what you've been through that, and you have been through it. It'd be great to be here for the good times.
As I said before, when you asked me about what I want to do, so, you know, it's we did the worst part, you know, the worst part. So I think that is the past now. And again, it's part of my character. If you remember, you keep chasing me for 2 years now, have an interview. I could have the easy way out and come here and start blaming everybody and do this and do that. I can tell you, the fans will say, wow, this is a clear voice. But for me, it was about the big picture. You know, get it done. No need to say anything. Just do the job and that's it.
China seems really, and you know, massive on football at the moment. It seems to be, you know, taking a real big interest in the game itself.
Yeah, I guess, you know, as they say in any industry, cash is king. So obviously they have some extra cash they would like to use around. You see quite a few players, big players, they turn their clubs, they turn down offers from England and they go over to China. So yeah, it's an emerging market. You know, it's an emerging market. It will develop. Maybe it will take some time for the future, for the further development. But yeah, again, the cash is there.
So, are you already working with Gary for the new season ahead?
Of course. I mean, one thing I learned from my previous working experience as well is that always try to be proactive. So in our case, for example, back in January when we had this extra money to allocate for loans, the decisions have been made since my November trip in Hong Kong. This time I was in Hong Kong around I think it was around mid-February. So at that time already I had the first discussions about summertime. So now the championship is finished. We know where we stand. So yeah, it's already. We are already moving ahead.
So targets, you know them, you're certain of them, you know what you're doing.
Personally, I'm not searching for players. That's not my job. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm talking about you and Gary.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I know Gary mentioned the other day that we are looking for 4 players that will come over and they will improve the good team. I mean, the good project we have here. So, and obviously, as you remember in the past, when we try to bring someone, we don't bring someone just to say that we have another player. Yeah. We're going to bring players to improve, obviously to make a difference, being good players and also good players that will motivate the existing ones to improve themselves. So, yeah, everything is on the works.
So if you and Gary are doing that, and next season then, presumably, to improve on this is all that you'll ask?
Yeah, step up. I mean, this season, again, I know at some point at the end of the season was this question about overachievement and underachievement, for me, it sounds like how do you see the glass of water, half empty or full empty, was this kind of internal question, yeah? But for us, I think it's a good season and we can build on that. I mean, now we have 1 year of experience of trying to challenge playoffs. So I think this 1 year of experience is very important for our players, for our manager, his backroom staff. If you think about it, that for most of them, challenging playoffs for Premier League probably is the highest achievement ever.
The championship could be the toughest ever this year as well.
It could be a very interesting championship. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it will be very tough but interesting as well.
Just finally, a message for the fans?
Yeah, I was thinking something, but that would be easy. I mean, we went to some challenging times, but things are getting better, and keep right on.